Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Vonna Pfeiffer.
You're listening to the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast for needleworkers.
Yeah.
We are. Sponsored by Sassy Jacks. As always, when Vaughn and I get together, sponsored by Sassy Jacks. Now, at this point, I would normally insert the Kim message, but I'm not going to this time.
You're not?
Nope, not going to.
Okay.
Because we're recording this Monday after the Nashville week, and I got some insight into what it's like to be a shop. Because Everett, Kim's husband, and Kim let us have access to their room to store gear. Because all the stuff we did, you know, like, there's laptops and recording devices and stuff. And so put my stuff in there one night. And wow, no wonder they have a trailer to haul all of their stuff home from the market.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Piles and piles and piles of stuff that they bought to take back to the shop. And I'm looking at all that stuff and I'm thinking, they got to price all that. They got to enter it into the inventory system. And then I thought, all of the shops that are at this thing are all in the same boat to one degree or another. And man, that's, you know, whoever it was that said that by the time we get to the Nashville market, the designer job is done, but the shop owner job has just started. And holy smokes, did Kim have a lot of stuff. But, you know, she's moving a lot of stuff, a lot of demand. And so you got to get the new stuff and get it back, because she's having an event at the end of this week and people are looking for the new introductions. But yeah, it just gave me some insight into what it is to be a shop owner and come to an event like the market. And really, I mean, you got pre-orders. I'm sure she had a truckload of pre-orders. And on top of that, you need some inventory for your shop, not only just for this, you know, for the market sale, but for, you know, the coming weeks. And, oh man. And I thought, all right, all these other shops and all these other shop owners too, who are going home with suitcases full of stuff. And, yeah. So it was just kind of an interesting insight to what that other side of it is like. And because we saw at the store people hauling little wagons around or any number of things to collect charts, and you know they're going back to the room and unloading that and coming back for more. And
yeah,
because by Sunday, geez, I don't know how many designers had anything left. I mean, their stuff was gone, which is the goal. And so it was just fun. And then, of course, that tells you that when you want one of the new introductions, Kim has them. You know, she bought a ton of stuff. Give her a call, because she'll have them and have the charts. And if you pre-ordered, yeah, I guarantee you she got them, because the room was full of stuff.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah. So it just, a lot of work and a lot of work. I talked to them Sunday. Because I had borrowed a tote box from them to move the charts, because we had to move out of the first room and into the second one. And I borrowed a tote box from them so we could keep them from those plastic bags are like grease. As you know, you drop several. Yeah, they just slide right out. And so I borrowed and then I saw them Sunday to return the tote box, and they were exhausted. They were just gassed. And it's a lot of work. Yep. So go to Sassy Jack's, order up the new stuff from the market, because I know Kim got it. I saw it. She got it. Yep.
Yep.
And we'll talk more about Nashville market, but we got to get a couple of things that we talked about in terms of what we're doing coming up. We have to make a pretty significant change here.
Yeah.
We were coming to Kim's to Sassy Jack's at the end of May for a workshop. And we were going to be there for 3 or 4 days. And we're going to have to cancel out of that.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, for Vonna and I with our lives, Vonna with her family and work, and me with my work, there's a lot of moving pieces for us to do those things. And there's just several factors involved here, and we just can't get past them to be able to go to this workshop and spend the weekend at Sassy Jack's at the end of May. And so we're just going to have to back out. And I know that there's at least a small number, if not a notable number, of people who had signed up for the session we were going to, because we were going to be there and they wanted to meet us. And I'm really sorry about that. If you're one of those people, I'm sorry that we're not going to be there. I hope it's I can't believe it's going to ruin the event for you. But you know, we like meeting people and talking to them about needlework. But it just isn't going to work out, and so we're just going to have to back out of it and not go.
Yeah. Yep, just irreconcilable circumstances that just, you know, just can't do it. So
Can't get past it, yep.
No.
So, but there's a silver lining to this.
Yeah, there is.
And I'm pretty excited about it, as are you.
Yep.
So Kim has the September soiree that she did last year, or just this past September.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been an awful lot of demand to the point where she was wanting to expand it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's going to expand it, and we're going to be there.
We are.
Yep. So we're working it out so we can be there in September to be at the expanded September soiree at Sassy Jack's.
Yay!
And that'll be, I got to believe that the Smoky Mountains are extra beautiful in September.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were there and...
Right.
The end of September.
Right. So they were. Yep. You're right. So we're going to be there in September. Kim will be announcing dates soon, and we'll let everybody know that when those are and when we're going to be there. So if you're interested in going, we'll be heading to Sassy Jack's in the fall. So that was good. Once we couldn't do this one, then I wanted to be able to do something, and we were able to work it out. And then, so that big Friday giveaway that we were going to do at the May workshop, then we're going to move that to the September one. Mm-hmm. That we were going to do, what was it, May 29, was it, I think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Friday night. We'll do that Friday night live show with that giveaway. We'll do that in September. That's not going away.
And, you know, that's good. And I hope that Everett can do our Friday night live show with us.
Oh, good idea.
Everett, if you're listening, would you please do our Friday night show? Would you be our guest, Everett?
There you go. That would be fun.
I love Everett.
He's a great guy. He really is.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. All right. All right. He'll find some reason to be out of town.
Everett, can you go nip behind the Sassy Jacks and get some beer and come be our Friday night live guest?
Yeah, that'll entice him because beer is allowed. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Friday night beer.
All right. Well, that's a great idea. So, all right, we'll look for that. That would be fun to have Everett be the guest. Yeah. So September, we'll just start promoting that. We'll just peer pressure will force him to do it. Right?
Friday night with Everett.
That's right. At Sassy Jack's in September.
Yeah, come ponder cross stitch with that's Everett right. Ponder.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, that's how we're marketing it. So he can't be a no-show. Yeah, because he'll look bad. All right, yeah. That's what we're doing. Okay, brilliant. Well played. So watch for that. We'll, as soon as we know the dates, Kim is, we talked about this in Nashville. And as soon as she knows the dates, which means she's got to get back and get the Nashville activities and get caught up in the shop because she'd been out of the shop for a few days. So once she gets that, then she'll get a date to us, and then we'll set it up, and then we'll let Everett know that he's doing the show with us. And it'll be great.
It would be.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. That just took on a nice new dimension.
Yeah.
Well played. Good. So, September soiree, we're going to be there. And we hope people can work it out to join us. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We may even do, we'll do the Friday night live show. Maybe we could do one on another day.
Yeah.
Hey, those live shows are fun.
I do love the live shows. Even though when we get, sometimes we get live thumbs down, whatever.
I know. That cracks me up. It's annoying, but it's also kind of cracks me up. In the middle of a live show, somebody gives a thumb down. Why are you here? Why are you even listening? If it's that bad, go mow your lawn, you know? You just want to sit down. You want to meet somebody who does that, you know?
Oh.
What is their deal? I don't know. You know, do it after the fact. You know, that wasn't so great. I'll pass, but not right in the middle of the show. That was awful. Yeah, whatever. People. So, Nashville Market, my third, your first.
Mm-hmm.
Worked our butts off. I don't think either one of us lost a pound, but we worked our butts off.
Speak for yourself, Gary.
I didn't lose a single pound, Bonna. I'm not going to ask you if you lost yours. But
I didn't check because although I only ate
one meal
a day. You had
the butt shots going, though. Yeah.
And I did come home. I probably lost a pound just because I was so freaking dehydrated. Because we didn't hardly drink. We didn't eat. We didn't hardly do anything.
Oh, that's one thing. Next year, we are definitely going to have some kind of a cooler with beverages. Because, neither one of us drank enough to... Yeah, that was a bad move there.
Yeah.
We gotta get that fixed next year.
Mm-hmm.
But oh man, we worked hard. But you know, it's to me it was a good kind of work hard because I had a blast.
Well, I had a blast, but I left there
but
knowing what are you laughing at?
I had a blast, but
well, I did have a really great time, but what I really set out to do in my mind was go there, work hard for Fiber Talk and for you, and to feel like I was leaving there doing the best that I could have done, and I did. I left Nashville on a high because I knew that we didn't get to everybody that we wanted to get to, and that made me sad, but it wasn't like we were loafing around. Right. We were working our tails off, and we covered the show as best as two people that were kind of still treading water, figuring out how we're going to do things. We've learned, that's one thing good about you and I is that we can like throw ideas back and forth between each other and come up with with a good plan. And I feel like we even have a better plan, and God willing, if we're both around next year by Nashville New York, we have a good plan of attack. So
yeah, because those live shows, we knew what we wanted to do, but you can't rehearse those.
No.
I mean, you just got to dig in and go and modify on the fly. And I'm pretty proud of them. I mean, we had a lot of people during and after who had so many kind words from people. And we really appreciate the thank yous and the kind words that have come to us. Either online, in YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or through emails. We really appreciate all that. And we're so glad to get it because it means that our efforts had an impact and our goal, for me, this being the third time, this is the first time I've had help and had it, a true partner who could go to work and we could make a difference and have fun doing it. And because of that, this is the first time that my goal has been met, which was to bring the Nashville Market as much as possible to the audience.
Right.
So because you can't go because you're not a shop owner.
Right.
And so then how do you experience the biggest show of the year? Probably in all of needlework, but certainly for cross stitch.
Oh yeah.
Easily. How do you experience that and learn about what goes on? And I've just all 3 years have wanted to bring that. And this year, because of you and Arlene was there and she was a help, to us, because of that, I felt we were able to meet that goal. And I feel really good about that because, so many people have said how much they appreciate being able to see during the show what was going on and to hear from mm-hmm. us and hear our experiences. And that was just great. I just really felt good about it.
I feel really good about it too. And I knew, I didn't know what the show was like, of course, because I'd never been there. But watching vicariously through your videos the previous 2 years, I kind of had a little bit of an idea. And I knew that you had to put a lot of work into it. Just, you know, I know how much work goes into these. So I knew how much work you'd put into it just to do the ones that you had done before. And so that's why whenever we were talking before we went to Nashville, you know, when people said, oh, what are you looking most forward to? And I had no expectations. And that's what I said, no expectations except putting my work boots on and working for Gary. And that's exactly what I went down there to do. And we achieved that. And I feel in a lot of ways, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like in a lot of ways, Fiber Talk, we've had a very steady growth the last year. We have a number of people who I consider my friends and family that tune in every time. And I believe that perhaps Fiber Talk has gotten on the map a little bit with a darker mark this time for other people, for new people, for the industry to see that, hey, we're here to support you. We're here to, you know, talk about you and talk about your talents. And here's, you know, show your products and stuff to the consumers and be a help in that way. And I feel like that's what we achieved. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel that that's what, like what we achieved, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what we did, and I'm proud. I'm tired as a dog though. I truly am. I am very tired.
Cause we generated videos and podcasts from last Sunday when we interviewed Megan Chris Weiser from a needlework retailer. Mm-hmm. We've generated 31 videos and podcasts, and in that 31 are 5 hours of live show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot. And already after the fact, we're talking about doing much more than that next year.
Yeah,
that's not, we're not just going to sit at that. We're figuring out how we're going to even get more in next year. Cause, it's fun to do. It's just fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's tiring, but it's a fun tired. And, it's so neat to talk to people and to see all these new designs and see the models and talk about them. And we have fun talking about them. And on the live shows, you know, to comment on the charts and see so many and see the variety. And for me, it was a lot of fun to see you analyze the finishing. And because I can tell, I can just tell the first thing you see is looking at the finishing. And there was some impressive finishing. And I think you enjoyed that. But the other part was, holy smokes, have you ever been hugged so much in a 3-day span? Man, everybody knew you. That was fun to watch, and I had to watch it from the side because they pushed me out of the way to get to you.
And you know what? For a girl that, I do not mean this in any way arrogant or anything like that, or feeling sorry for myself or anything like that. But I was one of those ugly ducklings my entire life in primary school and high school, middle school and high school. I was just like everybody's trash can. And I know that makes me sound like a poor, pitiful pearl, and I don't mean it like that. But I mean, I just never was anybody's first pick. You know what I mean? And not that I'm everybody's first pick now, but I sure did feel awful special this weekend when I met so many people that have had such nice, kind things to say about me, things that I'm not sure that I deserve. And it just touched my heart and made me feel good. And so I want to thank everybody that I met this weekend or that in some way wrote. I have had so many, I was telling this to Gary before we went live, so many emails and Instagram messages and comments on Facebook and texts, you know, Facebook texts. And I just can't believe how many people have wrote such very nice things. And I try to live my life in a way that brings honor to I guess my God that I believe in, and just, you know, what, karma in general. I just want to be as a good a person as I can be, a hard worker, a true and kind friend, thoughtful to my neighbor. And do I hit those every time? No, I don't. But I feel like maybe I might have done a little bit right from all the nice things that people said to me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Seriously, watching
literally from the side, it was quite clear that all of your sharing through your blog and your finishing videos and your tutorials has had a huge impact and helped an awful lot of people do more with their needlework. And it was pretty cool to watch. That was great.
Yeah, it just made me feel really good. Honestly, it did. And it was just touching. And I really thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. Genuinely, I do. It's very humbling for me, honestly.
It was cool. It was very cool. Yep. Very cool. Fauna. Yeah. Okay. Here they come. Get out of the way.
That's right. We even had Pigpen yelled across the courtyard a couple times.
We did have that, yes.
So, and that is in no way a derogatory term. You have to watch. If some people don't understand what pigpen means, when did that start happening, pigpen?
2 or 3 weeks ago, we were talking about how clean we keep our needlework.
And I said, I'm pigpen compared
team pigpen,
to you.
Yeah. And you forgot your badge, too. You made up a badge. You forgot your badge.
No, I forgot it. Doggone it.
Yep. And we don't have to. Why do you say you have to? We want to thank our sponsors, because the sponsors are what made it possible for us to do what we did.
Yeah.
And Susan Winter at Fire Poppies, firepoppies.com. Jean Lee at The Attic, theatticneedlework.com. Janice Spencer at Traditional Stitches, traditionalstitches.com. And Pat McClure at the Village Sampler, Village Sampler, West Virginia. And I think it was Saturday morning. If you want to learn about West Virginia, we had a nice discussion about that. But we really appreciate, because their sponsorships of those shows made it possible for us to be there. And we really appreciate that. And then on top of that, the designers who sent us ahead of time their designs so that we could put them on the website and enjoy promoting them on Instagram and other ways leading up to the event. So Avlia, Mediterranean Folk Embroidery, Cross Stitch Antiques, Glendon Place, Just Stitching Along, Luminous Fiber Arts, Queenstown Sampler Designs, Ronnie Rowe Designs, Rosewood Manor, and the Blue Flower. We really appreciate that support too. Again, made it possible for us to do what we did. And we hope next year that more designers will share their designs ahead of time and allow us to help them promote them and generate pre-sales. But all of that made it possible for us to generate those 30-some-odd videos and podcasts and to bring a show to our audience, people who aren't allowed to go because they don't own a shop. And, we had a lot of people watching those live shows during and after that really appreciated the fact that they got to see what was going on as best we could bring it, and see all the designs in a parade of, I don't know how many designs we showed. But it was a truckload, but enjoy that. And, I, several people, I'm sitting here stitching and watching, and, somebody said that her husband was watching too, and just great things. So thanks to all those people who sponsored us and helped us make this possible, because it sure was fun. Would you do it again, Vada?
Would I do it again?
Yep.
In a heartbeat.
Okay. Good.
Oh yeah, absolutely. that's my Keith doesn't say much. You know that, right, Gary?
Yeah.
He doesn't talk very much.
It's one of the many things I like about Keith. Because I relate to that. Yeah.
On the way home, I was, riding a high out of Nashville. And I said, we really had a successful, I'm tired as all get out. But I was telling him exactly what I'd said earlier in the show. And he said, well, you and Gary have this way of feeding off each other. And he goes, what makes you and him special together is that you both have this passion and this just genuine love of needlework, and that it's palpable when you two are together. And I thought that was awful insightful and nice of him to say that, because he doesn't watch any of our stuff. Unless he's in the room when we're doing it, you know, right, he doesn't right. like. And so I thought, well, that's really nice. And that's true. That's how I feel. You get me pumped up about stuff. I can get you pumped up about stuff, and we just feed off each other. And it works, I guess.
I guess it works. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It sure gets us into a lot of projects.
Yeah, it sure does. A lot of problems.
Yep. A lot of them, but that's all right.
Yeah, whatever.
Fun ones. So we had, it was so much fun. And of course, now for me, third year, then I get to know people. So it was good to see people. It's kind of a weird dynamic. And I struggled with it a little bit, because we're walking around those floors, and you and I are on a mission to record videos and to collect charts that we can show on the live show, and then get back to the room so we can set up the live show and be ready to go. So we're kind of on a mission. And then then the shop owners are on a mission, because they want to get their pre-orders. They want to do their shopping and add to their inventory. And then the designers, of course, have people coming in who want to buy. And if somebody comes in and wants to buy your stuff, you make it possible for them to do it. I mean, that's your priority. And you see people, you've seen, for me, now 3 years, and I'd like to stop and, you know, and have a conversation, but you kind of, I feel like you have to kind of keep it short and move on, because everybody's there to do a job. And, when it'd be really neat to lean against the rail and just chat for a few minutes, but, you know, people start looking over your shoulder, like, I really got to go. I got stuff to do. So, so that's kind of a thing, but there's so many exhibitors and so little time that if you don't keep moving, you know, you won't get the job done. And, cause what was that? If you saw everyone, you'd have what, 2 minutes or something. I forget what the number is. If you saw everyone, through the, that exhibits, there isn't enough time in the show days to do it. So, but yeah, I just, more than once I felt like, man, I sure would like to have a little conversation, but we really needed to move along, and I knew they did. And, as you know, those shop owners, I mean, they come, they've left their shop. You know, somebody is managing their shop for them, and they're here, and they have a compact amount of time, and they need to get back. And, can't waste it. So,
no.
Yeah. Boy, we saw a lot of designs, didn't we? Holy smokes.
We saw a lot. And ones that I didn't even know existed. You know, things that I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know here on our notes it says, like, what was my reactions to Nashville Market? And I think my number one reaction was is that I didn't realize how many exhibitors there was. I did not realize the variety of exhibitors. And so that was very eye-opening to me. You know, when you are a cross-stitcher for years and years and years, of course, you get your favorites, right? You get your favorite people you want to follow. And so for me, Market was like my handful of favorites, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm certain if you followed me for years, you probably know who those favorites are. And when I went there, I was shocked at the amount of different things that were there that were not cross-stitch. And what beautiful things. And now that I've had my eyes opened that it is possible, I can learn and I can do other things besides make X's. That was exciting to me. You know, I mean, I wanted to get some of these other things. I didn't end up getting anything, but we've already kind of talked about what I want to get. You know, there's some things that I want to look up and get before, you know, we have shows that I hope people will do with us and stuff like that. So yeah, that was my number one reaction is that, you know, to me, it was just a handful of people that I'd followed for years and years and years. And when I got there, it was like, no, there's people I have never even heard of here.
Right.
And had been there.
Who are doing terrific work.
Yeah, yeah. Doing terrific work and had been at that show for 20 years.
Right. Yep.
And I never heard of them. Yep. And so that's what my goal is like, I'm going to start talking about these people that I never heard of. And I'm certain, you know, a lot of people hadn't heard of, not, you know, so that was my biggest reaction was, wow, there's people in this show that have not been tapped into, in my opinion.
Right. Well, and that was, I think, the best part of doing those live shows was it gave us an opportunity for people like you to also experience those mm-hmm. designers that they may not even know exist.
Mm-hmm.
And to see what there are other options outside of their favorite little cluster of designers.
That's right. And I think that that's what the biggest reaction from our audience has been, is that, okay, I had this plan that I was going to get this X, Y, and Z stuff, but now that you've shown these things that I never even knew about, now my list is growing and growing and growing and growing. Right. Thanks a lot, Vonna and Gary. You know what I mean?
Well, we heard that from a lot of people. Yeah.
We heard that from several. Yeah. And to me, that's what made me so proud of what we did, is that we've opened doors of beautiful work to people that they didn't even know existed.
Right.
And so that's, to me, is a great thing. And that shows that we have a little, you know, we shared something that people might not have known about, or opened something, you know, a can of worms for somebody else to spend money on something else. But that's what I was very proud of, when I knew that we had done that, just from the reaction that we were getting early on commentary on our videos.
Yeah.
And that makes me proud that we could do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, and of course, that's the overriding concept for Fiber Talk, is to expose people outside of their own little world. And, and even within Cross-Stitch, yeah, you could see it happening during those shows. And then, yeah, the comments we've gotten afterwards, oh, my list grew. Oh, no.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Yeah. Got to take out a loan. Yeah. But and the number of new designers. And, I have a little bit of frustration in that we saw a good handful of new designers. I think there were more, and we didn't get to them. And I really wish we had been able to do that, because that's the future of the hobby. Mm-hmm. And these young designers, not necessarily young, don't have to be young, but new, that are coming into the hobby, are really doing some innovative stuff and a lot of fun, and bring a new perspective to the designs. And you know, you take like, Liz Matthews of Hello from Liz Matthews, Kathy Barrick's daughter, who this was her first one in some time. Her first show, boy, she had some fun stuff.
She had great stuff.
Yeah.
And, she's not really a new designer, because she designed 15, 16 years prior. And I mean, my synapses did not connect until Carol Sims, who is Kathy's friend and was in their room. And I have known Carol for several years. And I said, what made Kathy's daughter decide to start designing? And I had not made the connection that Hello from Liz Matthews was Elizabeth's Garden. And we talked about that in our last live show. Right. I have several of Elizabeth Garden's pattern. I even have a finished piece, I believe, somewhere, if not in my house, in my mother's house. So anyways, just several things that, you know, she is very talented.
Yes.
You can see that she is. And she has that flair that her mother has in a way that,
Cause her mother's not too shabby either.
No, her mother's not shabby at all. And has been one of my favorites for years and years and years. But I think Liz's look is her, is, you know, reminiscent of her mother's, and But I don't mean that in a way that, oh, it's the same thing, because it's not. It's her mother's.
Not at all, no.
No, it's her. It's a reminiscent of her mother in antique-y style, but with a modern powder dusting, or you know what I mean? It's got a modern injection to an antique style look.
I thought they looked really fresh.
Yes. I agree as well.
I enjoyed her. I enjoyed talking to her about them when we did the video and seeing them, because I thought they had a real freshness to them.
Yeah. Very polished. Yes. Very polished. Yeah. And, really great for, you know, if I was a 20 something person, like I was at one time in my life, and was cross stitching, because I've cross stitched since I was a little girl, and I was cross stitching when I was 20 something. And, that would be, you know, that'd be awesome, you know, to be able to have that kind of modern antique-y fresh look that she has, and be able to decorate my home with that. So yeah, that she was, yeah, very, yeah, great. One of the fabulous showing for her on her first year here.
Yep. And then Michelle Garrett, Bendy Stitchy Designs. This was her first time. Now she's just started designing not too long ago. And she shared a room with the Janine. Blue Flower. Janine, mm-hmm. thank you. The Blue Flower, and had her designs there. And we saw her on Sunday, and she'd had a great show. Mm-hmm. And she's just now getting started with designing. And so she apparently moved a lot of charts and has some really nice designs, and did a collaboration with Janine, and was very happy and excited. And of course, that's that excitement that's so energizing to see a new designer. I'm 65. I can say young, can't I? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I can. But to see that, because she was thrilled that she had brought her designs, and that people had purchased them, and that she was going home. I'm sure she went home, and on the flight, there were many ideas bouncing around in her head for what to do next year. And that was neat to see. Yeah.
Yeah. And she has a look that I don't think anybody can rival. I mean, I don't think that there's another person out there that has that look. You know, it's not like a piecemeal cookie cutter type look. It's a different look, and and it's a different subject and theme than others. And I think she did fabulous too. And you know, the one thing that you always want to talk about, you know, people always go, I wonder how this person is in real life, and she's a sweetheart. Michelle is a true sweetheart, a genuinely good person, and you can feel it radiating from her. And you know, so that's just a icing on the cake. So I'm glad that she had a great showing. And Janine, who was the darling, I feel the darling of 2019 Nashville, had a really great showing too. She came back her second year, and I feel like she knocked it out of the park again.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, that
I do too.
That lineup of hers, and you know, I'd wondered that, because I was so impressed last year, and I thought, oh, I hope she can, and yeah, she can. You bet she can. She really has talent. I really like her stuff. They just, all of it. Well, when we get to our favorites, one of my favorites from the show is one of hers. I just really like what she does. And then Angel Guillory of the Elegant Thread, and Janice Note of Noteworthy Needle, and I know, Angel, it was her first show, and I think it was for Janice. But both of them, so just some really great stuff. Angel, the Elegant Thread, had a couple of samplers. One I should have bought.
And which one? Which one did you want?
The gray one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she had a red thread sampler, and then a gray one, and I should have bought the gray one, because that was gray with white. Because I really like that. It sticks in my mind. That's trouble. And then, a whole line of needle minders and, counting pins. And I was going to buy counting pins and forgot. And I've always wanted to have a set of nice counting pins, because I just stick needles in and I always thought, hey, it'd be fun to have, you know, something more attractive than just a needle to hold a spot for me. But, she has, and then a whole line, a significant line of project bags that is a project bag and an accessory bag, a scissor fob, a needle minder, and scissors, a five-piece thing. And she had several really nice fabrics and those. So she had a different lineup and then of things. And then, I'm so mad that Janice Note, very different designs and unique things. And Arlene is the one who found these for me. You were busy, and Arlene went around with me, and she found these guys for me. And I walked in, and they knew me, and it was like, oh, wait, I'm not used to this. But Janice Note had some really neat designs. One of these large eggs, they're like, I don't know, are they 8 or 10 inches tall, that she makes out of paper mache, and then you put a pattern on and punch holes, and then you cross stitch that. And and it's really innovative stuff. She started with pumpkins. She had a whole bunch of pumpkins, jack-o'-lantern type pumpkins that she did that with, that you had to drill. And with these paper mache, she just uses an oversized push pin, and you can make the holes, and then you can stitch them. And they're just great, great designs. They're big. And then she has these little boxes, and I forget what they're designed to go in, but they're like an inch and a half long, maybe 3/4 of an inch high, with a lid that come all flat, and they snap together. They're made out of wood, and then you stitch a little a band that goes around them. Mm-hmm. And they're just the cutest things that you've ever seen. And a simple little project, it would be, you know, great little gift to give somebody. Really innovative. And I did a video with her and walked out. And when we sat down Sunday morning to do that show, and we had Angel's stuff and we didn't have Janice's, I almost stopped the show and ran upstairs to get some, because I just completely forgot. I just walked out and completely forgot. So I wrote to her and asked her if she would send us, samples of hers so that we can show them on a Friday night show. Because they're the kind of thing you have to see. Mm-hmm. And so I hope she'll do that, because I really would like to show what she has. I'm frustrated that we didn't show it on the live show, because people would have enjoyed it. So that was good. Oh, and Cindy Luhu of Luhu Stitches Designs.
Mm-hmm.
The squirrel with his nut. What a great design. What a great design. But it was her first show. She was having a great time. Selling a lot of designs and just really enjoying it. And it was fun to talk to her. But the squirrel with his nut, that's a good one. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I forget. Well, it's in the video. You can see what else she had. And then, of course, Misty Purcell. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was her first show. She really, I thought she was, that was a bang-up lineup of stuff she had.
Yeah. I like Misty, and I like her... I like her designs, and are we just talking about new? Who are we? What are we doing right now? Are we talking about the new ones?
Well, that's what I was talking about. What were you talking about?
Okay. Well, I was wondering if we're getting ready to talk about our favorites, because hers is on my favorites.
Well, we could do that. That would be a good segue. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could say, oh yeah, she's terrific. She did a great job. And by the way, one of my favorites is Misty's. And then we can go right into the favorite segment. So let's back it up.
Okay.
Let's back it up. And I'll say it. And then one other really
interesting thing about Misty's is, and hey, by the way.
Yeah, Vonna, wasn't that one of your favorites?
It was.
Wow. Which eggs. One was it?
Farm Fresh Eggs. I love Farm Fresh Eggs. I absolutely love it. And it is fantastic. Fantastic. Her finishing on that, Gary, how long did I stand there and look at it and rave over it?
It was getting embarrassing.
Every time I went in there, yeah. I was going on and on and on about her finishing. And then she, God love her, she got all teary-eyed and told me that, well, it was because of me and my videos that she could finish that nicely. And she got all, you know, and all tearjerker, almost made me cry. And I just, what a sweetheart.
Yeah, it was getting uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, what a sweetheart she is. And she deserves that. I have the pattern, and I'm going to fit. I'm going to stitch.
Really? You bought the pattern? Really?
She gave it to me.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. I'm going to stitch
Misty,
that.
Misty, you didn't have to. She'd have paid you.
Yeah. I would have paid you. But anyways, I'm going to finish it just like hers. How she finished that was fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. She did a great job. Yeah. And she's going to do a show with us coming up here. Anxious to talk to her. Yes. Yep. That's going to be good. So that was, and I know you really enjoyed that. I mean, it's a very nice design. It's not my cup of tea. I just, we have our own taste, but it really is a very nice design. And the way she finished that with the four eggs hanging off the bottom is very attractive. Yeah.
Oh, it's just as, it's just as cute as can be.
And
I mean,
her colors, I don't know what it is about colors and these designers, but everybody has that different perspective. And she uses those bright, bright, solid colors without them being garish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how she does that, but you'd look at any one of those colors and you'd think, oh man, that's a little too much. Nope. She brings them together and makes it really very, very nice, very bright and cheery. And I really, that sticks out for me. And that Farm Fresh Eggs has that.
Yeah. I just can't tell you how much I really do. I really do think that she's pretty fabulous, and her showing, I feel like she was one of the darlings of the new designers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was good. That was a real highlight there. Mm-hmm. All right. Who else is on your, what other favorite designs are on your list?
Oh God, Gary, I've got so much. Okay.
It's a 4-hour show, so hurry up.
Okay. So Hannah Longstreth.
Okay.
I think that's my number one reproduction.
Right here on my list. My number one reproduction too, Hannah Longstreth. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And was a favorite of mine and rocketed to the top when we saw the model.
The real person. The real.
Barbara Hudson is like, bingo.
Yeah. Oh. When you see it, when you go, I liked it before we got there. And yep. I mean, I was on board. We're going to stitch it May 1st. And yep. I mean, on it. But when we walked in that room and I saw, you went and started talking to Barbara and I just went up to it and stood and stared at it. I don't know if you recognize that or not.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I just walked in and like stopped and just stared at it for like five or 10
Barbara's
minutes.
Barbara's husband was looking at you like, what's wrong with her? No, he wasn't. He's a great guy too, by the way. Her husband's fantastic. He's really a great guy. But yep. No, I know. I saw you do that. And I was talking to Barbara, but oh man, I'm so glad that we're doing a May 1st stitch along on that. I like the fact that it's for, it raises money for her, grandniece to go to a medical school, but oh man, what a design. I just think it's beautiful. It's so clean. Mm-hmm, the colors are so nice. It's so clean and open and fresh for something from 1805, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And then I think that Annie B's Folk Art, the Haynes sampler.
Yes. Yeah, you really like that one. Yeah, I like it, but you really
did like that one. Yeah. And the other one from her that I just thought, once I saw it, her model and the little pink houses with that white bottom that is almost reminiscent of white work. Very doable, quick. I mean, it's not a very big piece, but you know, it is just so Annie B's Folk Art. I saw that on previews, you know, looking around, and it's just like you see something, you're like, oh yeah, that's nice, and then you go in and you see it in real life, and it's like, bam,
yep,
there it is. And so, yeah, that was two of mine. Satin Stitches, her Hardanger, or however you say it. That's the one where I'm kicking myself. Why did I not purchase a pattern?
Yep.
Why did I not get something from her? Her Hardanger, people, and there's a video, so go look at it. Just fantastic. Are you going to, did you talk to her about talking to us?
You bet I did.
I hope that she does a show.
No, Arlene about had me by the ear to make sure I went in there.
Fantastic.
Because she said, you got to see this. Because she knows I like Hard Honor. And she, I mean, she just like, we have to go there. It was beeline. And we, and I, even at the door, what she had hanging on the door, and you walk in there, stunning work, just stunning. And, you know, I've done some Hard Honor and thought I at least had some skill. I'm not even, oh man, it's just so beautiful. Her wrap bars are just so straight and perfect. Everyone, oh man, it's just beautiful work, piece after piece after piece. And you just, stand there and just, it's mesmerizing.
There was nothing in that room that was ugly.
No, not at all.
You know, and I don't know that you can say that about every room. You know, everybody has their own tastes and stuff. And there's some things that I think, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. And you would think, you know, oh, that's crap. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't mean that deeply, but I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
I think I would probably say something like, not my preference.
Yeah, not your preference, right.
I would try to put a better spin on it.
Yeah. So that, you know, that's just the way, I mean, that's just life. Everybody has likes, but there was nothing in that room that I would have said, yeah, no, I don't think I want to mess with that. It was all, you're right, and just like so pristine, so clean. I don't know. It was, yeah, that was one of the, like, wow moments for me. Another one, Linda Vinson. First of all, what a nice lady she is, right?
Isn't she terrific? Yep.
Just love her. And then second of all, her Blackwater flower, Blackwater blooms. Golly gee, that's so cute. I mean, not cute. It's just like stately.
And there, that's the word. Thank you. I've been trying to come up with a word for that one. That's the word. Yes.
Stately.
Yes.
Elegant and stately. And black. I mean, I don't know that I would have chosen black, but when you see the model, by golly, there's nothing that should be stitched in other than black. And it's just plain DMC 310 black. That's what it is. And she gave us that pattern. She gave me one. She gave you one, right?
Yes.
I'm stitching that one, Linda Vinson. I mean, got to do the queen, and the Blackwater bloom can be like a rest in between a band of the queen, you know, just to cleanse the palate.
Yeah, she that one, you know, and it's that every now and then that design that's just a simple design,
yeah,
but it's done right and it's presented right and it just jumps.
Yeah. Just, I just have a thing for flowers and urns and samplers and, you know, and all of that. And then let me hear, I've learned this. Here's a segue, flowers and urns, Needlework Press, the Busy Little Bee sampler, that reproduction. That's a whole sampler of, flowers and urns. And I love that one. I think Vicky and, Megan, is that her name, Megan?
Yes, Megan. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think Vicky and Megan just knocked it out of the park on that one.
Yeah.
And love that. And their tea. Now, we didn't have a cup of tea.
No, we did not.
But that was a real, you know, that's a real product there. I mean, they've got a corner market on that deal. A tin of tea for a Stitcher's tea. What's up with that? I want to like drink it just because it's Stitcher's tea. That's the marketing for you.
Yep.
Anyways, the Busy Little Bee was one of my favorites. Let's see. Got some more. Plum Street's Shepherd's Song and Shepherd's Pie. Right up my alley.
Yep.
Both of those. And you just cannot say, you can't talk about anybody being any more sweet than Janine McGowan. And what a nice lady she is, genuinely, genuinely kind and nice. But she made over my girls. And as a mother, because my girls were there and they were helping Gary and I on, when were they helping us? Saturday night and Sunday. And they were standing behind me while Gary was doing videos with Michelle and then with Janine. And she came out and was standing in the hall with us. And first, Diana, we got to say thank you to Diana in Kismet Stitches because she brought the chocolate out for my girls. And, you know, as Gary knows, Katie had like over had two pockets on her flannel shirt filled with wrappers. So thank you, Diane.
I was proud of it too, darn it.
That's right. She kept on telling me, I had 13 pieces of chocolate. Well, that's something, Katie, to be proud of. But anyways, Diana was giving them chocolate, and Janine came out there, and they were talking, you know, quietly while Gary was filming with Michelle about the little squirrel on the bike with the baby squirrel in the basket. Yes. In front. And she went in and handed the pattern to me to stitch for the girls.
Oh.
Because, yeah, wasn't that nice?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Janine, thank you for making over my girls. There's nothing that makes a mother more happy is when somebody makes over their kids. So, thank you so much for doing that. And we
Blue Flower, I had her set the Huckleberry Farm a sampler aside ahead of the show. When I first saw it, I wrote to her and asked if she would set aside one for me because I knew she would sell out, and I'm pretty sure she did, and I didn't want to walk out of there without one. Yeah. That, for original samplers, and we saw a bunch of them, that one, I couldn't find anything that I liked better than that.
No, and I still say this. And I stand beside my word on this. If you didn't want to stitch that whole sampler, because it's a biggie, if that's a big sampler, you know what would be awesome? Is that drum idea. I keep on thinking about my drum idea, you know, where I said that first row with the yellow house and the there's mountains in the background with the black bear.
Yep.
That just the stitching that whole thing and making that into a drum, that whole like band or whatever, if you would divide it into a line or row of stitching, that would make a fantastic drum.
Yep. Well, if I stitch it, maybe I can talk you into making a drum.
I would make you a drum.
Okay.
I'd do. So anyways,
she has such a way. And that that sampler just really came together. I really enjoy. Look, I'm looking at it right now, and I just enjoy looking at it.
Yeah, and we did this live and didn't even plan it like this on live. But how many samplers did we go when we were looking at it? And then I would hold it up and I go, oh well, look, there's this. Oh look, there's that. I mean, that was almost like. Would sell me the sampler, just us picking it apart, not picking it apart, but you know, like seeing all these different details that you don't first look or see when at first glance, you don't notice it.
Right.
And like the one that I still am laughed at, I was laughing about it this morning, was that Adam and Eve's house from Kathy Barrick, where I was like, well, wait a minute, that's a snake.
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute, that's a snake. Here's a snake. And then the people were commenting live, there's six snakes all across the bottom.
We were having fun in the show with that because that was one of those, you just kept discovering stuff.
Yeah, it's just like you didn't realize it. And, you know, Janine's was one of the, because there's things in there that you don't see until you're looking up close either. And, I don't know. That was, I had the best, I think our live shows, even though we've got several thumbs down on all of them. Thank you, thumbs downers. But I think those live shows are just fun to watch just because we're like, oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. You know, because, that's not like scheduled or it's not planned. We just got them and started going. We had a little bit of information and went with it because you don't have time to like set and write a script for all this.
No, that was completely off the cuff the entire way. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
So yeah, but
those shows were fun to do. I didn't know how those would go. They were so much fun to do. I just really enjoyed doing them. We had a great time.
Yeah, we did. And I knew that I didn't know how they would go, but whenever you put us two together, we do pretty good.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, something that's unpredictable going to happen. But anyways, another person that I'm sad that we didn't get to because I really wanted to go see her was Tracy Horner of Ink Circles.
Oh, yes, yes.
I really wanted to see her. And one of her charts, and you know, I've never, well, no, let me back up. I have stitched Cirque de Circles. I have stitched that one. But I'm not stitched any other of hers, although I look at them all the time. And the one of them that she released at market this year was called after the roses. Mm-hmm. And I think that is absolutely beautiful.
Yep.
Absolutely beautiful. So that's one that we didn't get to see. We didn't even get to interview. But that's one that I have to put on my list of things that I was like, what? Because I thought it was like really great.
You just, let me interrupt there. Cause you just brought to my mind one of the things, and cause we didn't get any of the charts, that I want to make sure we talk about is the collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was, Janine and Michelle, Blue Flower and Bendy Stitchy did a collaboration, mm-hmm. but then, Scarlet House,
and Heartstring Sampler, the Berry Bowls.
Yeah. Beth Twist. They did a really nice, I really like the, Berry Bowl, collaboration they did. I really like that. And
That was on my list.
Yeah. I need to get that one. And then Paulette Stewart and who did the other half of that
sampler,
one?
Heartstring.
Yes. Those collaborations are neat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely they are. Yeah, and but the Berry Bowl is definitely on my absolutely on my list. Yeah. Let's see what else. Hannah's Garden from Erica Michaels. That 20-year celebrations the little scarecrow girl.
Right, yes. Mhm.
I have that one. I bought that one. That one is and I love that one.
Right. Absolutely. And what's the one we're going to do from her?
It's the Psalm one. Huh?
The little Gauze one. Where is it?
Yeah. Look, I don't have mine.
I have it in my pile. Give me a second. Ridiculous.
Well, the other thing from her is
Wonderfully made.
Yeah, wonderfully made.
That you and I are going to do a little tiny silk gauze piece. If you're interested in doing silk gauze, I think this would be one to try.
And you know you only do 10 stitches on those, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so small, yeah.
Yeah. So, but Hannah's Garden's one, the Wonderfully Made, I bought that one too. And then I also bought both the Easter Baby's Berry, both the linen and the silk one. I want to try a silk berry. But another reason why I bought the Easter Baby's linen one was because I just thought that extra pattern that she has in the silk berries only pack for the Easter Babies was just stinking cute.
Yeah.
That was just cute. And you can only get it in the silk berries pattern. So I got that for that. So that was Erica Michaels. Hannah's Garden, that Wonderfully Made. Yeah, I'm kind of excited about trying that Wonderfully Made and doing the silk. And I want to finish mine exactly how she finished hers.
Yeah.
That was stunning.
I just opened it up and took out the silk gauze because I've never actually held silk gauze.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be an interesting experience.
I'm going to tell you what, I did try it one other time. And it was hard for me because you can see through it.
Oh.
You know, I told you about how I have that, like, I feel like I'm going to have a seizure.
Yeah.
That it kind of made me feel, but I didn't understand it then.
Uh-huh.
And I was, I feel like I might understand it a little bit better now.
Well, it's going to be fun to do. Arlene did she did that award-winning, beautiful thing in silk gauze, so she'll have some tips, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, this is beautiful because in the piece of silk gauze is 1, 2, 3, like 3 by 5 inches. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the piece has a solid background. So there's going to be a lot of,
half stitches.
Yeah, but that's okay. This is going to be a great experience. And Erica, Linda Stoltz at Erica Michaels, if you ever wonder whether silk gauze is worth it, just look at some of her stuff. That silk gauze does something to those pieces. It just really adds.
It makes it special.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, I was thinking, what are my favorites? And I didn't have any small favorites, but then I overlooked this one. Wonderfully Made, because that, all right, of all the pieces, that one I would put on my favorites list. Yes.
Yeah. And then I don't think we cannot say something about all the original samplers, and particularly The original sampler is from Teresa Colgate. That Heaven and Nature one is really nice.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, all three of the ones, or three or four of the ones that she introduced at Nashville, original samplers, and I think she's calling them the CW samplers. All of those are fantastic, and that Heaven and Nature is like honestly, God, very nice, very, very nice.
Yeah, that is. Yep.
So.
All right, you chewed up two of my four.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. But the other two, one is not an introduction. It's Jeanette Douglas's The Common Thread 2.
Yeah, you fell in love with that.
I did. We had quite a little session on the live show once we discovered what was in this design, because there's so many different stitches. And she told us it was a teaching tool at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful. And so that one is, that's my favorite, even though it's not a Nashville introduction. It's one of my favorites from the weekend, without doubt. That was a good one. Yeah. And then, I don't know, were you done with your list?
I only have one more.
Oh, then
but you might have it.
Do yours and then I'll do mine.
Consider the Lilies.
Oh.
How can you not have Consider the Lilies? I'm going to do both of those samplers someday in my lifetime.
I want those books.
I would like to have, see, I have the other one. What's the other one's name?
Eye of the Sparrow.
Yeah. I've got that in paper form. I even have it fabric and kitted. But I would like to have the book. The book was pretty spectacular. Yeah. But Consider the Lilies. How can you even, that thing, both of those, my word. I mean, what do you say about that other than, oh my goodness, then look at that. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and they were a wow.
Yeah.
How did she get those there? Because she flies, because she's from Oregon. So how did she get those there? Do you check those?
A lot of luggage fees. A lot of luggage fees. Yeah.
Oh my
but
goodness.
Yeah, for those who don't know, neither one of those is new, right?
Consider the Lilies is the sequel and is brand new at Nashville. Yeah.
And then I have the Sparrow. So she took both of those and wanted a better presentation. So she put them on better paper, updated everything, and made books out of them. And so that would be a pair of books to own. And I think by the time we got there, they were gone.
They were gone when we were there.
But those are two beautiful big, and they're big samplers, but those are two beautiful big originals.
Yeah.
Beth had some really nice stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, let's talk about some sweethearts here. Beth.
Okay.
Beth is a sweetheart. And I mean, honestly, she's genuinely kind. I have this thing about reading people. I can read people and I can probably sum up in about 2 seconds if I'm going to like you or if I'm not going to like you. And I think some people can, are you like, you can, you know how you have vibes about people. Like I can just do that. I always have been able to do that. And she's just a good person. I mean, genuinely good.
Yep.
You can just see it, feel it from her, from the vibe from her. But she, what a nice lady and a housewife and a school teacher to her. You know, she does homeschool and a designer and she's a religious person but not in your face religious. You know, I just like that. A person. So anyway, she's a good person.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Thumbs up, Beth. She probably doesn't even, she doesn't listen to us. She told us that.
Right. She doesn't have time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, someday when she has, no, never mind.
No. So somebody tell her that I said all these nice things. Okay. Next.
Okay. My last one. Arlene Cohen, she dragged me to two,
mm-hmm.
The Hardanger, and then she took me to, and this lady has been there apparently every year for several years, Karen Dudzinski, Textured Treasures. How I have not seen her in the two years that I've been there, I have no idea. Counted canvas needlework designs that will just blow your mind.
Right?
Wow.
I know, and I watched that video today.
Wow.
Yeah, because see, even I watch our videos. over because I forget what I say or what we talk about. But anyways, I watched that, your short one, or your, you know, In Her Room one. And I was like, what in the world? That Dusk to Dawn. And that's the one that is your favorite,
that's
right?
That's my one. Yep. Dawn to Dusk. Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Dawn to Dusk. Oh. I'm getting that someday.
Someday. I can't get over it. I bought four of her charts because I had to have them because they're just outstanding. And how I have not, I didn't know anything about her. You talk about people that you learn about that you didn't know about. I didn't know anything about her. And I thought I pretty much had seen all of the County Canvas needlepoint designers. Nope. Here's one.
Oh, yeah. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. And yep. I'm going to tell you what, we're going to do. I am really like turned on about counted needlepoint here, and we're going to get some other people turned on about it because my goodness, that is just absolutely gorgeous. Everyone that she had on the wall in that video was like, what? And every time she went to something new, it was like, what? It was gorgeous.
Outstanding stuff. Yep. Cannot wait to get started on one of those. Yeah, well, we said before the show that after we get done with Debbie Rowley, she's next. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. As soon as we get done with Debbie Rowley. Debbie, move over, girl.
Yep.
After we get, what is the name of hers? Royal Garden.
Then move over.
And I think, that's right, move over. We're going to do Dusk to Dawn or Dawn to Dusk. What is it?
Dawn to Dusk.
Dawn to Dusk.
From Dawn to Dusk. Oh.
Yeah, it absolutely stunning.
Outstanding. Outstanding designs. Really good. Really like them. Yeah. Yep. So so that was my four. I just had four.
I had how many did I have? A whole ton. Because
32,
you know,
I think it was at last count. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. And I could go on more and more and more, but I'll stop at that. But I'll tell you what, that you cannot. And that's what I hope and I feel like that we did successfully with our videos is you cannot help but be inspired and want to like stitch everything, like just stitch it all. Let's just start stitching.
Yep. But you can't.
No, not all day long. No, you can't. No. Although I did stitch all day long today, Gary. I took a day for Vonna. I had a Vonna day today.
Really? I'm jealous. I did.
And I stitched on You Stay. And I got some serious stuff done today. And it needed to because I'm like, what? Okay, we can get this done by Easter is like, sadly, that's like out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely out the window. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, and I hauled a bag all weekend to the market hotel and back. I had needlework in there. Stupidly thinking I was going to actually do needlework, and no.
Well, can I just tell you that for once in my life, I did not haul needlework anywhere with me.
Yeah, I should have left mine home. Yeah.
I didn't take one thing because I thought there is no way on God's green earth that I'm going to have any chance to do anything.
You were right.
I was right.
Because I hauled it and didn't even take it out of the thing. Nope.
Yep. Yep. No way. No way.
Nope. So, okay. Who? Hour 15 minutes. We got to wrap up.
Okay.
Friday Night Live, 8 Eastern. We're back Friday Night Live. And I have a Rainbow Gallery thread that they introduced at the show that I'm going to stitch some and see how it works. It's really fuzzy stuff. We showed it in the...
the eyelash thread?
Yeah. But I'm going to actually stitch with it and see how it behaves. And so we'll do that Friday night. And then... see how it is to get the fluffy stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So fluffy stuff, yeah, whatever. Because it would, if it works the way that they showed, it would make great Santa's beards and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna do that. So Friday night I'll try and demonstrate that as best I can.
Okay.
And so Friday night we'll do another live show, 8 o'clock Eastern. Friday Night Live. Sunday, Amanda Cobbett, Embroidered Nature. Now, this is not your normal needle, thread, and ground cloth person. She does a majority of her work, her needle, her thread work is done on a machine. And her specialty is making mushrooms, but lichen and moss and other things out of thread, and then she'll use paper mache to make the stems for her mushrooms. And the story about how she does it and what she does and so on and so forth is absolutely fascinating. Really different and unique. And obviously we'll have some photos so you can see her work. But really, really amazing work. So it'll be a very different needle artist. But it's pure art. I mean, it's absolute pure art. And pure art to the point where it's so good that she's had biology people who are specialists in fungi, look at it and go, yep, you got it. You made it look like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to talk with her. So don't miss that Sunday. It's a very different show with a tremendous lady who has an awful lot of talent for what she does. And really enjoyed talking to her. So that's Sunday. That's all I got.
That's all I got too, Gary. I'm going to go upstairs and knock myself out now.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Sassy Jacks for sponsoring the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.